and drenching. The administration of medicine through huge syringes rammed down the throat to rid the sheep of intestinal parasites. For work with the sheep never ended. As one job finished, it became time for another. They were mustered and graded, moved from one paddock to another, bred and unbred, shorn and crutched, dipped and drenched, slaughtered and shipped off to be sold. Drogheda carried about 1,000 head of prime beef cattle as well as its sheep, but sheep were far more profitable. So in good times, Drogheda carried about 1 sheep for every 2 acres of its land, or about 125,000 altogether. Being merinos, they were never sold for meat. At the end of a merino's wool-producing years, it was shipped off to become skins, lanolin, tallow, and glue, useful only to the tanneries and the knackeries. Thus it was that gradually the classics of bush literature took on meaning. Reading had become more important than ever to the Clearys, isolated from the world on Drogheda. Their only contact with it was through the magic written word. But there was no lending library close, as there had been in Wahine. No weekly trip into town for mail and newspapers, and a fresh stack of library books, as there had been in Wahine. Father Rafe filled the breach by plundering the Gill and Bone library, his own and the convent's shelves, and found to his astonishment that before he was done, he had organized a whole bush circulating library via Bluey Williams and the mail truck. It was perpetually loaded with books, worn, thumbed volumes which traveled down the tracks between Drogheda and Bugela, Dibben Dibben and Brechipwil, Kunamuta and Echwiske, seized upon gratefully by minds starved for sustenance and escape. Treasured stories were always returned with great reluctance, but Father Rafe and the nuns kept a careful record of what books stayed longest where, when Father Rafe would order copies through the Gilly News Agency, and blandly charge them to Mary Carson as donations to the Holy Cross Bush Bibliophilic Society. Those were the days when a book was lucky to contain a chaste kiss, when the senses were never titillated by erotic passages, so that the demarcation line between books meant for adults and those meant for older children was less strictly drawn, and there was no disgrace for a man of Patty's age to love best the books his children also adored. Dot and the Kangaroo, the Billabong series, about Jim and Nora and Wally, Mrs. Aeneas Gunn's immortal We of the Never Never,